time to start being a man. And the first rule to being a man is you got to spend your life doing crap you don't want to do.
Hey, 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 welcome to the first episode of the year of Daddy Dilemmas Podcast, show 2201. 2201. 2201. This is the year is 22, and this is our first show of the year.
There you go.
So there you go. This is a podcast where we have a beer and we just talk about, you know, being dads, being husbands, being men, manly men, and all that entails, the ups, the downs, the arounds. And I'm one of your hosts. I'm Chris. I'm a husband. I'm a wife. I'm a dad of some kids.
Did you say you're a wife?
No, I'm a husband of a wife. No, a husband to a wife.
Okay. Okay.
That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
I got some kids and, but mostly I'm, you know, just a man trying to live in a man's world. And I'm here with my co-host, the Fred Flintstone to my Barney Rubble, Don.
That's me. I was trying to think of some like Flintstone-y references and stuff, but I don't think I've watched that show for like, I don't know, 20 years or something, 30 years. Gosh, I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, well, Flintstones were good times.
Tomorrow when you get in your car, try and like take your shoes off and push the car with your feet.
I do remember that. That was classic Flintstones right there. Just running their way to go places. I'm Don. I'm the other host of the show. I'm excited to be here. It has been a while since, you know, we had all the New Year's Eve and just getting settled back into the year. But yeah, I'm a father of two boys. I have a wife. I try and keep her happy as much as I can. And yeah, like Chris said, we like to pee standing up. So, you know.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Manly men.
Manly men.
All right. Well, we'll do our dad joke of the episode.
Oh yeah.
So hey Don.
Oh yeah. What is it?
The other day I went to the zoo and saw a baguette in a cage. So what? I went to the zookeeper and I said, "What's up?" And the zookeeper said that it was bred in captivity.
I like that one.
Oh, I guess it's a baguette. Maybe I was in France. So he said, "It is a bred in captivity." Oh, sacré bleu.
And get some good French stuff going there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'll jump right into my father fact of the day. Let's see. This one is talks about ownership a little bit, but the tradition of giving away the bride is rooted in historical belief that a female child was the property of her father. So a father giving away his daughter signified that he was no longer in control over her or her welfare or her possessions, which is the dowry, and that her husband would take on the responsibility of the father. So I'm done with her. Give her away.
Yeah, shoot. I would be like, take her. She's yours. Where's yeah, I see that he has control over her, her welfare, her possessions. What about her craziness? Does
yep,
he take possession that of that too?
The husband gets it all.
Oh, awesome. Can't wait. How do kids have to be to get married in Arizona?
I don't know what the law is. I feel like it would be, I don't know. I think you can get married pretty young, like 15, 16, but you need like parent consent. So I guess if you're kind of a whack job parent, you could be like, yep, 16, good to go. Bye.
Oh, yeah. I think it's 15 or 16 or 13 if it's your cousin.
There you go.
Because you're kind of keeping it in the family.
Keeping in the family. It's fine. It's just your cousin. Jeez.
Yeah.
It's not like your sister. Come on.
No, then you can marry her at 12.
Yikes. Man. Oof.
Thinking about my sister, I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
The listeners right now are like, get off this topic quick.
Yes. Let's move on. So we're going to mix up this podcast a little. I know we did a lot of talking about our kids and a lot of kids stuff for some reason. And just because we're daddies and we're in dilemmas, You know, only part of that has to do with our kids. Some of that has to do with our wives.
Oh, don't get me started.
And some of them has to do, sometimes our dilemmas have to do with, you know, just being a guy.
Yeah.
You know, like my biggest dilemma this past month was that the Cardinals lost and didn't get into the playoffs.
Oh my gosh. What a dumpster fire there. End of the season was.
Yeah, it was.
Cardinals. Man.
So now I guess I got to be a Rams fan. And I'm originally from LA. So I guess I should be a Rams fan, but it's hard when you, you know, you want to be the fan of two teams, but they're both in the same division. It's very difficult.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I agree with you. I think for the Super Bowl, definitely cheer for the Rams because they're in it this year. I'm going to cheer for the Bengals. I feel like they're such underdogs that I'm just like, man, let's go Bengals. Like, I don't know. Why not?
Yeah. I'd like to see them win. They never won a Super Bowl before.
Have they? Never?
No, I think if I remember correctly. And I think the last time they were even in the Super Bowl was like some crazy, like 1984 or something.
Oh man. Long time ago then.
So yeah, it'd be nice to see them. It'd be nice to see them win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, it's very exciting. Just the fact that Tom Brady's not in the Super Bowl. I think everyone's just celebrating that still. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah. He's celebrating most of all. Cause now he can, you know, eat some carbs.
Now that he's retired.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to get a big old banana split. Okay. So anyway, what we're going to do, we're going to mix up the podcast a little bit. Like I said, we're just going to, you know, we're going to talk more about what are the dilemmas of being a man and, you know, a man with a family.
There you go.
We should call it Family Dilemma Show podcast, but we'll keep Daddy Dilemmas.
Yeah, we already got the name. The name's good. The logo's great.
Yeah, I made a t-shirt, so I don't have to get rid of my t-shirt.
I love that logo. So good.
So I got a little quiz for you here, Don. And I'm going to name some bands. You tell me if you like them or you don't like them.
Okay. And
if you say you like them, I'm going to tell you what it says about you.
Ooh.
These are what your favorite sad dad band says about you. And some of these I haven't heard of. Maybe you have. If you haven't, just say pass. Okay. The War on Drugs.
The War on Drugs?
Yeah. Do you know that
I
band?
I think I don't know that band.
Okay. Move on. How about The National? Band?
The National?
Yeah. The National.
I don't think I know that band either.
Okay. This game's not going to be that fun.
Uh-oh.
How about Wilco?
I've heard of them. I don't think I can name one of their songs, but I've vaguely heard of them at least.
Okay. Well, if you like them, since you've heard of them, what that says about you is, what if your own sad dad had more shirts and more of a beard and more debt and more fun? And there was just more of him in general. Your Charles Bronson knowledge doesn't need to be acknowledged. Your son's friends know not to get you started on amps. Like, you know, amps like playing guitar. You never figured out your relationship with the idea of camping. That's what that says about you. If that's one of your favorite bands.
That's true, though, about camping. I still am very undecided about it. I'm pretty sure I hate it, but I keep going.
You know, camping and, you know, staying on topic here with being dads. Camping is a lot of work for dads.
Oh my gosh. And it's like a dad punishment.
Yeah.
The whole family's having a good time.
I don't know what kind of wife you have, but mine, you know, gets in the car and we're driving to wherever we're camping. She sleeps most of the way there and then gets out and goes, okay, set up the tent and, you know, set up the sleeping bags and set up the camp stove and I'll be over here filing my nails. Okay. Have you heard of the band Pavement?
I have not heard of that band.
Pearl Jam?
Yes, I've heard of Pearl Jam.
You like Pearl Jam?
You know, I feel like a lot of listeners are not going to like me for this one, but Pearl Jam's okay.
Okay. Well,
I'm meh.
If Pearl Jam was your jam, You have a lot to say about little restaurant on the coast where you've actually become good friends with the owner. He lets you come by in the afternoon once and learn about cooking shellfish. You shake your head at the word crypto. Four of your friends are named Josh. And one dead friend is named Josh. You're glad you don't work in business development anymore. You wake up screaming sometimes. So that's what, if you're a big Pearl Jam fan, that's what it says about you.
That's describing you. You
Pearl Jam. How about Jam Bright Eyes? Have you ever heard of that band?
No. These are kind of out there bands.
Yeah, I haven't heard a lot of these either. Father John Misty.
Wow. I mean, yeah, I don't know these bands.
I guess we don't listen to
what sad era is this? Bands.
How about Arcade Fire? You know them.
I have heard them, yes. I like them.
If you're a fan of Arcade Fire, look, you know what the term PTA puts a lot of people off, but what if we could remake it in the way that really benefits the school and kids? Maybe there could be a parents-only event night, like at the brew pub.
Exactly.
Like a low-key fundraiser. I mean, hell.
Yes.
Maybe your band can play. He also refers to Paul Thomas Anderson as PTA. And sometimes people don't know which PTA you're talking about. I'm assuming Paul Thomas Anderson is one of the members of Arcade Fire.
Oh, I don't know. I thought he was an actor.
Yeah, I don't know. Modest Mouse? Man.
Yes. Love me some Modest Mouse.
Okay.
Mouse. Yeah, they're good.
That's what it says about you. What are you on? What are you on? You're on life, man. Life and energy drinks. No, you haven't heard from Jen in many years now. It should be sad for you because your wife's name is Jen. You heard she might have moved back into town, actually. You're not on Facebook because, yeah, that's all you need. Those people listening in. Your bike is your transportation and a subject of protests you attend. Yeah, kind of like you, but except for the part of not hearing from Jen.
Yeah. Talk to that lady all the time.
My Morning Jacket.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them.
Okay, if you're a fan of My Morning Jacket, what it says about you is you know how to cook an eel. That's it. Mm. Pixies?
Everyone knows the Pixies, yes.
You're a fan of Pixies and you're fine working in software development. You've been there a long time. Your friends are there. No one else in the company knows what the fuck you do all the time. But because their brains can't handle it, you don't even like IPAs anymore. Your daughter moved back home. How about Everclear?
Oh, yeah.
Everclear? If you like Everclear, died 7 years ago. Well, Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah. Now we're getting into bands of I know. Okay.
I'm kind
of
skipping some ones I probably think you didn't know. If you're a Death Cab for Cutie fan, academia isn't nearly as much fun as people think it is. But it's nice being on the other side of the 10-year process. Darn you joined a rowing crew, but your shoulder is all fucked up and you had to stop for now anyway. Clearly, your fandom for The Bachelor can no longer be considered ironic. As you sit in an Adirondack chair in the backyard for an hour after sunset, you fire up a joint and disorder. I don't know what that word is. Okay. Anyway. That doesn't sound like you too much.
No.
New Pornographers?
Don't know them.
Counting Crows.
Oh, yeah. We all know Counting Crows.
Turns out that if you really want to get anywhere in the commercial cannabis industry, it's all about who you know. That's what Counting Crows says about you. Last one is REM. You familiar with them?
Of course.
Little band called REM.
Classic.
Can someone really know all this stuff about cucumbers? You're the proof that someone can. You have more of a comment than a question. You are giving the Catholic Church another chance. High top Chuck Taylors hurt. You remember what making out felt like when you were 17 years old, and you're writing it down so you always will. Your sister has friends named Connie and Tracy that your dad called Bonnie and Stacy, and everyone in the house got audibly mad at him about it. You have a favorite sock brand. So those are what the songs say about you, and I'll post the article up on the in the show notes so that you can go read if you like some of those other bands.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was kind of funny.
That is good. Good job, Chris.
Yeah. Sorry about my poor reading skills. I'm just not sleeping well lately, so I have an excuse.
Hang in there.
I have an excuse. All right. Well, I think we'll wrap it up for this one. Make it a little shorty.
Yeah.
And we'll have more fun stuff for you coming up. If if you're a man, dad, father, whatever, listen.
Yeah.
You might learn something.
Even if you only have ears, just listen.
Yeah. So thanks for listening. If you like our podcast, subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to share it with someone you like maybe another guy, while you're drinking beer and complaining about your wife and kids. If you're enjoying the show, you can buy us a beer so we can have another beer at buymeabeer.com/daddydilemmas. Also, if you need a cool t-shirt, and everyone needs a cool t-shirt, right?
Yeah, of course.
Check out hogfishtees.com. They sponsor our show, sort of, because that's my company. And when you buy a shirt, it doesn't hurt as much when I have to edit this podcast and produce it. So go buy a shirt. Why not? I have one.
You'll look cool. You'll look amazing. Let's see. Do you have a dilemma? Do you have a daddy dilemma or a mommy in a mess? Maybe you've got some good questions for us or advice, or you just want to give us a piece of your mind. You can email us. Yeah, you can give us a shout out or just talk to us. Our email is dads@hogfishstudios.com, or you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Daddy Dilemma, Daddy Dilemma's podcast.
That's us. Okay, till next time, be strong, men.
Dad's out.
Where's the button? What's in the box?